Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up podcast. Vietnam is increasingly becoming a major importer of Australian produce. It's in fact the seventh biggest export market for our table grapes, with a group of industry members visiting Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City over the next week. To find out more about the importance of the Vietnamese market to our industry, I caught up with Hort Innovation Acting Trade Lead Diane Phan.
Australian table grapes have been exported into Vietnam for a number of years, and it is absolutely one of our key priority markets. So we, in terms of our marketing program hosted under TAFE Australia, have prioritised three key markets for us to essentially support with additional marketing activity, and Vietnam is one of them. Vietnam is currently the seventh largest importer of Australian table grapes by volume, and the fifth largest by value. So Vietnamese consumers are huge fans of Australian table grapes, and it's certainly an important relationship for us.
How important is it to be maintaining those relationships with Vietnam through ensuring our produce is available through programs such as these trade shows?
Extremely important, Eddie. The activity that we do aims to not only promote the qualities of beautiful, fresh Australian table grapes and the sweetness that Vietnamese consumers love, but also a really key component of the activity that we do is to cement the existing trade relations that we have with Vietnam and the trade over there, and also help to develop new and exciting partnerships with retailers and food service operators.
How much market growth is there possible in Vietnam? You mentioned before it's our seventh biggest market at the moment. Is there a view that we can expand our exports there?
Absolutely. Every year, Australian table grape exports have grown year on year into Vietnam. So over the last 4 years, Australian table grape exports have grown 73%, demonstrating the increasing demand for our high quality and premium produce. When we look at exports all over the world for table grapes as a category, it's grown about 23%. So Australian table grapes are actually outpacing that into Vietnam. And we expect over the following years that we'll have new varieties that come into production for export. And those new varieties in particular are very popular in the Vietnamese market. So we actually expect that while there's increasing demand, we'll also have the increasing production to be able to meet that demand.
Excellent. And for growers back home, primarily in Sunraysia and Victoria's northwest, can you tell me, the premiums that their produce is attracting by having such great access into that market in Vietnam?
Absolutely. So a lot of the table grapes that we export into the Vietnamese markets are of beautiful quality and beautiful varieties. And so as the demand across all over the globe, including Vietnam, increases, we find that the premiums as well and the profitability of Australian table grape growers continue to increase. So certainly table grapes as an industry is about 60% export at the moment, and it's a key component of our investment strategy, and certainly under the marketing programs under TAFE Australia, for us to be able to continue to develop these markets to support profitability of our growers in Malaysia. So you mentioned for table grapes, we produce table grapes all over the country, but certainly from an export perspective, the majority of our exports come from the beautiful Sunraysia region.
Hort Innovation Acting Trade Lead Diane Phan there, speaking about the importance of Vietnam to our table grape industry. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. Don't forget, if you'd ever like to get in contact with us, you've got a story you'd like to pitch or you'd like to say g'day, send me an email, ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.